Good morning, all. This is Bill Bass. Today is April 27th, 2011. I am recording this morning just because we're getting ready to put on our film festival tonight, and I wanted to just record some thoughts real quickly. I'm actually not going to probably even listen to this after I'm done because I have a couple things to do before the day is over, but it's 7 a.m. This is our third year doing the film festival. I'm here early just to make sure we get everything under control and taken care of. And basically, I've been thinking a lot about the film festival. Obviously, I've been working on this for 3 weeks, pretty much straight, trying to get it together. And you know, I guess the purpose behind this whole thing is just to give kids, to celebrate kids' work through film and through video. And this year we've added some things, and it's been rough. I mean, the last 3 weeks we've had a lot of setbacks. We've had some colleagues get sick, and we've had computer issues trying to render out video and this and that, and it's been a frustrating process, but tonight it all kind of comes to a head. And I remember last year watching my own kids walk down the red carpet and just seeing like everything come together, and you know, like they were excited, and all these kids, there was a excitement in the air that truly I wish I could capture it. It's a different feeling. Our film festival isn't a competition. All it is, it's a celebration of what kids are doing. And I guess, you know, looking at this whole process and looking at this whole thing, one of the things that I'm really proud of when it comes to this festival is that we have kids from kindergarten through 12th grade who are really, who have the ability to do things in their class because of the festival that they probably wouldn't be doing. Their teachers may not have been giving them the opportunity to create in this way. And I find that really exciting. I find that really interesting. And I guess that's why I do it. That's why I've spent the last 3 weeks really trying to put things together and make this an event for them. It's not about the teachers. It's not about me. It's not about, you know, our department. It's about kids and what kids can do and what they are doing in their classes and in their learning. And I think that's really exciting. One of the things that we are doing this year is we're trying to make it a lot more inclusive. We got around 200 films this year. We only have 3 hours in which to show those 200 films, so we had to pare that down. And it always kind of bums me out when I have to when we have to cut a film from the big screen. You know, we end up showing these films at one of the local colleges here in their beautiful, beautiful auditorium. And you know, it's around a 60-foot screen that these are shown on, and I would really like to show every kid's film on that screen, but we just can't. So what we have is we've decided to have a couple different festivals this year. We have our festival the night of, where students have the ability to come. There are films on the big screen they can watch. They get to walk the red carpet. They get VIP badges. It's all pretty cool. We also have an on-demand festival that we have out in our lobby. There's this gorgeous lobby in the facility that we're using, and we have four different stations set up, and we call it our on-demand festival. At least this year we do. And so each of these four stations, every video that was submitted can be played on there. We have a touchscreen Symposium from Smart, and we use that as our interface, and then they get to watch their videos on 40-inch screens, and they get to select it. So it's not, in the past we've done a loop, and we really wanted to make it more inclusive. So that's one of the things we've done differently this year. But we also have a virtual festival in which we have a gallery that all these films will be stored online and shown online on our website. And you can find that at www.parkwayschools.net/TIS, and then click on the film festival link and you'll find it. But that's just another one of our venues. So we essentially have three different venues right there, plus HEC TV here in St. Louis also broadcast those films that were on the big screen throughout the summer. I think that's starting on June 6th. And they're also online there. And they've done a really good piece. They partnered with us the last two years. This is our third year doing it and third year partnering with them. And it's really exciting for kids to be able to see their work in all these different places and all these different venues. We're trying to make it as inclusive as possible, but you know, once you start getting more and more videos submitted, I don't know how long we're going to be able to do that. And I struggle with that because I really want it to be a very inclusive experience, and I want as many kids to be able to have an audience for their work as possible. And really, that's what it's about. It's about creating that audience. So, excuse me. I know that this is short. I just wanted to get some thoughts out there. It's going to go great. I know that kids are going to have a great time, and they're going to feel like rock stars for a night, and that's what we really want. We've got, as long as the rain stays away, we should be all set, but there's just so many possibilities here and so many possibilities with video and the way that it can be used in the classroom. I think that, you know, when I think about this, it really is an authentic experience for them. They are the producers, they are the writers, they are the filmmakers. And when they come to this film festival, it all comes together. You know, the circle is complete now, where they have their audience. And I think it's really beneficial. I think it's a really good thing, and I'm really proud that we're doing this, and I hope that we can continue doing it in the future. There's so many things that go into it. I know this is kind of random, and I'm just putting thoughts out there, but I really wanted to on the day of, get here early so I could just kind of think a little bit and try to get everything in line. I have a long list of things I have to do today, but this was one of them that I really wanted to kind of get out there before we went and put this film festival together. Over the next few days, I'm sure that I will come back and kind of reflect on that a little bit, reflect on the event itself. I'm really excited about it. I think that we're going to have a good turnout, even if the rain comes, and we're really going to honor a lot of kids tonight and a lot of student work, and I think that that's a really worthwhile endeavor. So I hope all is well if you're listening to this, and take care.